Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. If you have questions or comments, that number is 1-929-472554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Before I jump into the topic, because I am the guest for tonight, I just want to say that I have some really devoted and loyal Michelle G listeners, and I would like to tell them on air thank you, because you all always understand when I have to take a week off or maybe cancel a show because one of the other hats I wear conflicts with the scheduling of the show, and which is what happened last week, and I ended up not doing a show. But the following week, you guys are all tuned in, so for that, I tell you thank you. Now I want to jump right in. I want to talk tonight about off the topic of don't ignore the signs. God is talking. This topic came about because over the weekend I learned a valuable lesson, and from that lesson I got other revelations from it that relates to a lot of life situations, and it did for me. And you guys already know how I am. When I learn something or something really affects me in a positive way or brings light to something or better understanding for me, I always like to share it with you all in hopes that it helps someone else. I'm not going to go into detail about what took place this weekend. And you all know that I am transparent, but I also have to use wisdom. And I'm not going to go into detail, not because I have something to hide, but because we have to sometimes realize that we can't be transparent about everything. But there are sometimes we need to keep some things to ourselves, because voicing them or going into detail about them will open up the door to negativity. And you know how I feel about negativity. So with all that being said, let's talk. This isn't something that I feel is really, really deep. It's actually something that's completely obvious, really. But sometimes it's something that we miss. I believe that there are signs all around us. These signs are all around us all the time, every day. In particular, the signs that God is trying to show us concerning our current situation or even our future situation. What I mean by signs is not necessarily a big sign that you see. It could be something someone says that they said, purposely said, you know, that they were led to purposely say. It could be something that happens, or just something like an uneasy feeling that you get. You know, that feeling that we sometimes call intuition. We call a woman's intuition, and it's just a feeling. And that's the signs. Some of those things are signs. Now, what I discovered was that if we attention to these things, we wouldn't end up in some of the situations that we get ourselves into. So you see, this isn't something that's really deep. It is pretty obvious, but a lot of times we missed it. I posted the other day on Facebook, and for those of you who follow me on Facebook and Facebook friends with me, you'll remember the post, or I'm sure you'll go back. If you didn't see it, you'll go back and you'll look at it after the show, or you may be actually trying to find it now. But either way, I posted that I found myself in a situation this past weekend that normally would have made me throw my hands up and walk away. I feel that, you know, this is true for a lot of us, that we find ourselves in different situations, and our first reaction, if we do our first reaction is a lot of times is to give up and to walk away, because the situation may have caused you to be discouraged. It may have been a situation that caused you to be hurt. You know, and our first reaction is, you know, because I say it all the time, you know, I'm done with this. This right here is for the birds. You know, and that would have been normally my reaction. But when I began to reflect on the things that happened prior, had I paid attention to the obvious signs, I wouldn't have ended up in that situation. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong. My weekend ended up being great. It was a great weekend, and everything I've learned to learn a lesson, and that you can learn a lesson if you look at it and if you look for the lesson in it. And I oftentimes, when I find myself in situations and circumstances that go on, I often say, okay, now, Lord, what you want me to learn from this? Let me know what you want me to learn from this, because the way this feels right now, I don't want to go through this no more. So what is it that you want me to learn from this? So that's how I was this weekend, and I had a great weekend. So I don't want you to think that, you know, I just had a miserable weekend, because I know that there are people who are going to read into that. I had a wonderful weekend. The weekend was great. I was able to relax at a certain point. I was able to relax. I was able to get some sleep, because you guys know that I push myself a lot, and I go a lot, and sometimes I go too much and don't get the proper rest, and that's a shame on me. But I was able to get some sleep and get some rest. So it was a good weekend, but a situation took place that caused me, and I normally would have, like I said, thrown my hands up and walked away and said, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. But I had to look at it and look and see what the lesson was in it. And after hearing some encouraging words from people, you know, thing that made me reflect and talk to God, and it made me reflect and talk to God and open my eyes. How many of us end up in situations or relationships that we realize there were signs the whole time that if we had paid attention to or listened, we wouldn't have ended up in it? Because I know I have, especially when it comes to the relationship thing and situations in general. What I really want to say tonight is don't ignore the signs. God is always talking. And you guys, if you can remember back to show I had before, and I told you that, you know, God is talking, but we oftentimes aren't listening. We get busy being busy. And this is one of those times, and I usually keep things pretty much in perspective. But this is one of those times that I was busy being busy, and I have to admit that. There are some times that we have to be processed through some things. So those situations, you know, because God is trying to teach us something or he's trying to prepare us for something, but there are some things that if we paid attention to the signs and, you know, and I'm speaking about, you know, those things. Sometimes there are things that, you know, God is trying to keep us from. I'll give you a couple of examples. Like if you had an event that you were planning, and leading up to the event, all these things keep coming up. Now, I admit sometimes these things are designed to distract you and get you off track and off focus, but sometimes they are things that are coming to warn you that what you're planning either shouldn't take place or shouldn't take place. It should take place, but not right now. Because sometimes we get so excited about the things that we're doing and the things we're planning that we go ahead of ourselves. And I know, because sometimes when I got something that I'm excited about, I want to get it done. And I want to, you know, and I want to work on it. I want to get it done. I want to get it out there. And I have to slow myself down, because if I push it and go too fast with it and not wait on instructions and God's timing and don't listen and listen for the signs and listen to his voice and what he's telling me, then the event or whatever it is that I'm trying to do won't be as effective, and it won't come out like it's supposed to. Because I rushed it, because I was so excited and ready to get it done. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like when these things come up, sometimes they are to be a distraction. They're to distract you from, you know, and get you off track. And those things, that's the enemy. But this is where your discernment comes in. You have to have discernment to where you can discern whether this is something to distract me and get me off track and off focus, or is this a warning sign, or is this God telling me, okay, slow down. Slow down. You need to, you know, plan this out a little bit more. And another example is, I want to word it, if you have someone pursuing you, say for instance, and there's these little subtle hints and little subtle signs of things that you know irritate you about this person, things that you wouldn't normally even entertain. But you move forward with it, and after a few weeks or a few months or maybe even a year down the line, you find yourself in this relationship. And you're in the relationship, but you're miserable and you're unhappy. But the signs were there. Some of the signs are subtle, and some of them are as big as a billboard. You're probably wondering, if they're as big as a billboard, then why do we miss them? I believe we miss them because of one of three reasons. We're too busy to notice or to hear. We don't want to see it. We don't want to hear it. Or we see and we hear it, but we just simply ignore it. We ignore the signs because we really want to do that event. We really want to go on that trip. We really want to have this celebration. We really want to do that thing that we had been planning to do. So we ignore it. We ignore that little feeling. We ignore it, or we don't listen to the signs, or we don't listen to. We're so busy planning, we're so busy moving that we're not hearing God telling us to wait. Or we ignore the little feeling that we get in the pit of our stomach, that, you know, not a nervous feeling, but you all know what I'm talking about. The feeling is hard to describe, but it's that feeling that you know, something just isn't right. Something don't feel right about this. But we ignore it, and we ignore it because we're lonely and we want to be with someone. So when the situation doesn't, so we ignore those signs. We ignore that subtle sign or that little feeling that we get, those warning signs that I know what he doing right here, what she doing right here, that works my nerves. I don't know how I can, I don't like that. But we ignore it. Or I can, or we talk ourselves into, I think I can deal with that. Now, normally that would have you cringing and have you on 1,000. But in this situation, because you're lonely, or the ideal of being in love or being in a relationship makes you say, I think I can deal with that. And some of these feelings that we get can lead us into dangerous situations. Say, for instance, and I'll just, for us women sometimes, we notice that he gets a little angry when I say certain things, and it's not even that serious, but he gets a little angry. Oh, it's all right. We kind of brush that under, or brush that to the side, or he's constantly, wherever I am, he's constantly there, kind of spooky. You know what I mean? Kind of stalkish, but we kind of he just loves me, wants to make sure that I'm okay. We ignore those little signs, and we ignore them, but then we end up in relationships. And those little signs, like I said, can lead to dangerous things. Those are little signs that, okay, this dude may be abusive. But we ignore it because we're lonely, or because we want to, we just want to be with somebody. And we are not necessarily in love, but we're in love with the thought of being in love. And I hope that makes sense because, we do it all the time. And it ends us up in, like I said, in situations that we would normally never be in. So when we ignore those little signs, that subtle sign, that little feeling, or that big billboard that God puts that has that one word on it while you're driving down 501, and you know that word is speaking to you because it's something that you've been praying about that's been weighing on your mind, and you've driven down 501, and for those of you who are in different states, 501, some of you may be familiar with 501 coming, traveling different places, but here on 501, you've driven down 501 hundreds of times and never saw that sign. But this particular time when you're about to make this decision or about to do this thing, you notice that sign. That sign stands out like a sore thumb, and you notice it. And it's been there for a long time, and you notice it. And you know it meant something, but you brush it aside. Because we either have our own agenda or we want to get this thing done or, okay, you know what, I like it. I can deal with this right here. That big old sign, we ignore it. So when we do get in situations that don't work out or we get in relationships that fail, who can we blame? I pause for a second so it can marinate a little bit. We can blame ourselves. We can blame ourselves because a lot of this is because, like I said, we need to discern. And that's one of my constant prayers. Lord, sharpen my discernment so that I'll know the difference between this and this, so that I'll know before it even approaches me that I'll know, okay, this person who's approaching me, they don't mean any good toward me. Sharpen my discernment so. And not just for those things, but sharpen my discernment so that I can discern when my sister or my brother needs help. Without them saying anything, that I can discern that this, you know, that I may need to just give them a hug. I may need to just go over and say a word. The discernment is a wonderful thing to have. Sharpen my discernment. And, you know, and that way we can discern whether, you know, the things that are popping up are just distractions, or are they signs? We also need to slow down. And I say it so many times, and I say it so many times because I'm talking to myself as well. Slow down. Now, I do have a steady and a consistent habit that I have, or a routine that I have would be a better word for it, that I do take time to get quiet. This particular time, I didn't take the time because I was so busy being busy that I couldn't hear. And that's why I wanted to share this with y'all. Like I said, it's nothing deep. It's a lot of it is just obvious. But it taught me a valuable lesson, and it made me actually sit down and start thinking back over different times in my life that I was in situations and that I was in circumstances and even in relationships. I reflected and I thought about those things, and I said, okay, not in every situation, but the majority of the situations I thought about and reflected on, the signs were there before I got myself into it. And had I slowed down or had I took time to stop and listen to what God was saying to me, or to look at the very obvious signs that were in front of me, I would not have ended up in those situations. Now, with that being said, because I did go through those situations, I learned some valuable lessons. And those things I knew not to go back and do it that way again. I knew that. So like I said, when you find, because we're human, when we find ourselves in situations and relationships and things, you know, don't beat yourself up about it. We're human. We're human. And I'll speak a little bit more on that in a few seconds, but getting quiet and listen. Because if you're seeking for answers and you're seeking for guidance, God will speak. We just have to make sure that we're listening. He's speaking. He's speaking through people. He's speaking through situations, circumstances, things that pop up. And when it pops up, we say, okay, now, Lord, what are you trying to say? If you're not sure, if it's a situation that's coming to distract you, if it's something that's popped up to distract you, or if you're not sure if it's something that is a sign for you to change directions, you may have been going to the right, and God said, okay, wait a minute. If you keep on going right, you're going to hit this right here. You might need to turn left right now. You know, if you're not sure, then when those things pop up, take time to slow down, stop, and say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to say? Am I headed in the right direction? Do I need to keep going forward? Do I need to stop? Do I need to turn or go to turn and go to the left? What you need me to do? And I guarantee you, if you ask, he will answer. But we have to make sure that we're listening. And God answers in different ways. That's why I say with the signs that he answers through, he may use someone to speak something to you. But if you've been seeking him and you know what you need the answer to, when they speak that, it could be just one word you need. If you're in a situation and you don't know, you know, you're planning on moving to another city or moving somewhere and, you know, for another opportunity, whatever it is, and, you know, you've been in all these different things popping up, and you know that if you go to this other place, then it's going to be a place that's going to help you to prosper and move forward in what it is that you've been purposed to do, you know, but all these other things are popping up. God may, and you say, well, okay, Lord, what should I go? Is it for me to go? That may be a time where it may be a distraction to stop you, because the enemy may know, the enemy knows that if you get there, you're going to be fully working in your purpose. So those things, it may be something that will pop up, you know, and you're like, Lord, okay, what is it? Do I need to not go, you know, or, you know, what are you trying to say? Ask God, what are you trying to say? Because he's speaking, he's constantly speaking. And if you're praying and asking God, God, I need an answer, I need to see if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You can be in the grocery store, somebody you don't even know. God will use whomever he chooses. And somebody may walk up to you and say, move, and just walk past. And that'll be your word from God saying, move, telling you, okay, go. So then you'll know, okay, you know what? This is just a distraction, the enemy trying to stop me from getting to so-and-so. Or he may send someone, if it's not just a distraction, it's something to show you, not that he doesn't want you to go, because, you know, he's already let you know that this is what you're going to be doing, but he may want you to slow down and want you to take care of some other things first. Someone may come up to you, and, you know, you may go to church that Sunday, and somebody may come up to you and say, the Lord said, wait. This is what I'm talking about when I say that God is always speaking. The signs are all around us. God uses whomever he chooses. And you know what answers you need. You know what prayers you're praying. We just have to make sure that we're listening and we're in tune with what God wants for us to do. The signs are all around us. And just like somebody, God can use someone to come up to you and say either move or wait, you can be riding on 501 and you know what you've prayed to God. You can be riding down 501 and that sign, that big billboard sign has been there forever. And you'll finally happen to look to your left and see that it says move. We sometimes think that these things are just coincidences. But God speaks in many different ways. That's why I say we have to make sure that we're listening. We have to make sure that we're paying attention. And this is, you know, I'm sharing this because, and I pray that someone, you know, there may be someone out there that is going through something right now or got a situation that they don't know how they're going to deal with it or found themselves in a situation and now you're sitting there and you're thinking about it. Wait a minute. You know what, thinking about the signs and the things that have come up and have happened leading up to you being in this situation or in this relationship. He's speaking. We just have to listen. And we need to stop putting God, this is another way that we put God in a box, because we feel like he's going to speak only in one way. He can speak through people. He can speak through a sign. God can speak any way he wants to. He is God. We miss it sometimes because we're looking for it in one way. And if it doesn't come in that one way, then we feel like he's not saying anything. I said this a few weeks ago that a lot of times we've been praying this prayer and praying this prayer and praying this prayer and we're praying the same prayer and waiting for God to answer. God has already answered. We just weren't listening. We weren't listening. We got up too quickly and didn't listen, or he answered, but he didn't answer in the form that you were expecting him to answer, so you missed it. That's why we have to pay attention. Don't ignore the signs. We say a lot of things we pass off as happenstance or like, you know, that was just a coincidence. But it's not always so. Now, granted, everything isn't spiritual and deep, because I'm not trying to say that it is. And I don't want everybody to be walking around looking at signs and say, oh, I wonder what that means. Oh, well, Lord, you trying to say something through this sign? That's not what I'm saying. We don't have to be, you know, and it may sound a little comical, but it's not meant to be that deep. It's just the obvious. And I was listening to Pastor Mike today, and he was saying something. I listened to his sermon. He was saying something so profound. And when you think about it, it's so obvious. When you go to God and you ask for stuff, God, when God answers you, he'll first ask you, what do you want? How many of us, when God asks us, can actually tell God what we really want? Now, I'm not talking about, oh, Lord, I want to be debt-free. Oh, God, I want to be married. Oh, God, not that. How many of us can actually tell him what we want and be specific? That's why we have to write the vision and make it plain, so you can be in detail. Well, God, I want this, 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 and this. And when Pastor Mike said that today, I was just like so, I was blown away, because it blew my mind to think, you know, but again, and for me, it tied into what I was already thinking about for the show, because we ask for things, but we don't get clear direction. We don't get clear understanding. And usually when God is already telling us, we don't even see it. We don't see the signs. We don't listen. And we miss out. And we end up in worse situations than we would have been had we just taken the time to listen. And that was a whole little side note, because you know sometimes I get on my little side notes, but that was a side note about writing the vision and making it plain. And again, I'm saying that because I'm speaking to myself as well. There are a lot of things that I need to write down and be really specific and really detailed about what it is. So when I go to God and we go to him, and when you're asking for direction and you're asking, oh, God, okay, God, am I still going the right way? This right here popped up. What are you trying to say to me? You can be specific. So I just threw that in there as a bonus. But anyway, we miss a lot of things, and we end up getting in these relationships and situations because we don't take time. And once we realize, and you know, there are some people who are in relationships and situations even right now, like I said before, and now that you think back, you're probably realizing, okay, that you missed and you ignored a lot of signs that were already there. And I really wanted to share this tonight for a couple of reasons. And you guys know how I do when I'm the guest. I say what I have to say, pray that it blesses someone. And I believe that it does, because if God laid it on my heart, it's blessing someone. So I really wanted to share this tonight for a couple of reasons. The first one is because I learned a valuable lesson. And you all, like I said, you all know when I experience something, I always try to share it so that, you know, it can help someone else. And the second reason I wanted to share this with you tonight is to let you know that I'm human. I don't have it all together. And a lot of the things that, you know, I even miss things, too. I miss some signs. I'm human. And to let you know, a lot of the times when I'm talking to you all and I'm sharing and I'm having these shows, I'm doing it because, you know, I've experienced that, or that's something that I've gone through, or am going through, you know. So two of the main reasons I wanted to bring this to you guys tonight, because I learned such a valuable lesson from it. And also because I never want you all to think, and I've said this many times before, that I, you know, that I feel like I'm on some kind of pedestal, or that I feel that I cannot make mistakes, or want you guys to think that I never make mistakes, because trust me, I do. I make mistakes because we're all human. With all of that I said tonight, and I knew this show wouldn't be long, and you guys, you know, I just wanted to talk on that topic because, like I said, I learned so much. But with all of that being said, I want to say to you all that are listening, don't ignore the signs. God is always talking. Pay attention to that uneasy feeling, that feeling that you get in your belly, you know, that makes you feel like, okay, something, you know, this isn't right. Pay attention to it. Pray and ask God to strengthen your discernment so that you know the difference between a distraction or a warning sign. And then get quiet and listen. Listen for God's instruction, his direction, and his guidance. Because he'll guide you. He'll lead you. And he'll give you specific directions and instructions on how he wants you to do things. And don't worry about it making sense or analyzing it, trying to say, well, okay, this don't really make sense, Lord. And then we start to question it. Because I've done that too. I'll question because, okay, wait a minute, this don't make sense. I don't know if this is, am I hearing you, Lord, or am I just making this up in my mind? Sometimes God used the word says that he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So it may sound foolish. It may seem foolish. But God knows what he's doing. All we have to do is just trust him. You know what God tells you if you're listening. So listen for his direction. Listen for his instruction, and he'll guide you. And slow down. That's one that I have to constantly work on, is slowing down. Slowing down. Sometimes I don't even know if I know how to slow down, but I try. But slowing down is very important. Slow down. And remember, if you find yourself in a situation that could have been avoided, don't beat yourself up about it. Learn the lesson and move forward. That's one reason why I don't voice, I'm transparent. I tell you guys when I messed up and, you know, hey, something didn't work right, you know. But sometimes, like I said in the beginning, sometimes you have to keep some things to yourself, because I know a lot of people listen to the show. And, you know, people locally, people that know me on a personal level, and there are people who don't, you know. And you have to be careful, you know, that you don't, you know, open the door for negativity, because some people take a situation that you've, you know, you, because you're human, yet you got yourself into, or, you know, because you didn't listen to the signs or pay attention to the signs, and they'll flip it or they'll say something that would just make you want to stop moving forward. Now, my biggest hindrance is myself. So if I can't stop me from moving forward, then I'm not going to let nobody else stop me from moving forward. And I say that, you know, I'm my biggest hindrance, and even I can't stop me. I say that because you guys need to look up Andy Mineo. That's, I listen to gospel rap. So, you know, Andy Mineo, that's off of one of his songs. And, you know, my biggest hindrance is me. So sometimes you can't tell everything. You can be transparent to a point with some things, I guess I should say. And other things you have to keep to yourself, because you know that once you release that or you open that up, it opens the door for negativity. And I don't ever want to open the door purposely or freely for that to come in, for negativity to come in. So learn the lesson from it. Don't beat yourself up about it, because we're all human. And don't let it stop you from moving forward. And think about it. like a, you know, the little speed bumps, like when you're going into a development or to a parking lot, sometimes they have the little speed bumps. The speed bumps aren't there to make you stop, but they're there just to make you slow down. So go over that speed bump slowly, but keep moving forward. And one more thing that I learned this weekend, and I really realized that I had matured in so many ways, is when situations come up, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel and don't walk away. The thought may come to your mind, because I know it came to mind. And like I said, for those of you who are personally my Facebook friends, you know, you probably read my post. And I said, I thought about it. You know, and I wanted to walk away. I want to throw my hands up and say, I'm done, be done with it, walk away. The thought may come to your mind. But I'll tell you what I was reminded of. And I want you to be reminded of and you to remember. Remember all that God has done for you, where he has brought you from, and where he's taking you now. And I had to remember that. When I wanted to throw my hands up and say I'm done and walk away, I had to remember that God has been too good to me. He's done so much for me. And he has so much for me to do. And I had to remember that. So remember that. Remember where he's still. Remember all those things and realize that if you give up, and if you throw in the towel and walk away, you're not just walking away from that situation, but you're walking away from purpose and destiny. And if it's a relationship that you do need to walk away from, flip it. That just a little reminder, you know, it's okay. I'm not saying not walk away from a bad relationship, because if you know it's bad and you realize, walk away. But even in that, don't give up on love. Because, see, when you come through a bad relationship or more than one bad relationship, it'll make you want to give up on love. Realize that you can love again. And just because that one didn't work doesn't mean that, you know, learn from it. And know that if the right relationship, the one that God has for you, that relationship will work. All relationships have issues, they have problems, but if it's the right relationship, if it's who God has for you, it will work. So no matter what relationship or situation you find yourself in, even if you know you're in that situation because you ignored all the signs, it's okay. It's okay. Don't get discouraged. Don't beat yourself up. Don't throw in the towel. And whatever you do, don't give up. Learn the lesson and move forward. Pick up whatever pieces you have to pick up and move forward. And that's all I had to share with you all tonight. And I pray that it was a blessing to someone, and that it motivated someone and it encouraged someone. I didn't intend for this to be long, because, like, you know, I just wanted to share that with you, because it was something that I learned over the weekend. God is speaking, and we need to remember that. We need to pay attention. Know that he is speaking. Don't put him in a box and think he's only going to speak to you one way. He can speak however he chooses to speak. We just have to make sure we're listening and paying attention. Don't beat yourself up. And don't so easily, it may hurt, it may be a little distracting or a little bit discouraging, but don't give up. Keep moving forward. Just rise, slow down, go over that speed bump slowly, but keep on going. And once you get over that speed bump, you may not be able to take off real fast, because there may be another speed bump ahead. But as long as you're still moving forward, you'll eventually pick up speed. The speed bumps will be out of your way. You eventually pick up speed, and you can get where you're going. And like I said, I thank you guys, and I hope that was encouraging to someone, because it really blessed my heart this weekend. Despite the situation, I got a blessing and a lesson and revelation out of it all. So to me, it was a benefit. To me, it was a great benefit, because I learned from it. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm super excited because before I got on, I was looking at some, you know, some feedback, and I have now China is a percentage of my listeners. So China has joined the Be Inspired with Michelle G listening, my fans. So I have China who has decided to come in, and I have a percentage in China, so that's really exciting for me. So I know that God is still working, God is still expanding and reaching those who need to be reached, those who need to be encouraged, and that's why I believe, and those who need to be inspired, and I believe that that's why he created this platform. So I thank you guys, and before I get off the air, I want to tell you guys that I will be doing my first Facebook Live, Lord help me, in about 50 minutes at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be on Facebook Live because with the other hat that I wear as an aromatherapist and my business, I have Peace and Mixtures, and I have some new products. So I want to introduce my new products, and I want to also just reintroduce and show you the products, some of the products that I already offer. And, you know, so if you guys can, tune in at 8 o'clock. I'm going on live on Facebook, and just as you hear me on the air, you'll see me and you'll hear me, and trust me, bear with me. It's my first Facebook Live, but I'm just going to be myself. So if I stumble over my words, then it's okay. It's not that serious for me. You know, I'm not going to be up there being stiff and stuffy because that's not who I am. So if you can, 8 o'clock, tune in for my first Facebook Live. I got some nice new products that I'm making, and I want to show you guys what Peace and Mixture offers. So join me on Facebook at 8 o'clock. Thank you all again for tuning in for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I thank you all for being devoted listeners who come back every week, and listen and support. So I thank you all. And as always, I really pray that something that was said tonight would motivate, would inspire, would encourage someone to keep moving forward. That I said something encouraging through my experience, you learn to hold on, not to give up, but to keep moving forward, and that you learn to listen and look for the signs that God is showing you so it can stop us from getting into some of these situations and relationships and things that we get into, and at the same time, some of the signs and things that God is saying and showing us will also help us stay on the right track, so that we can get to where he's trying to get us to. So thank you again for tuning in. Join me next week for another show, another Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I thank you all. And as I always say, good night and be blessed.